LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 5.0 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of the private lane known as Marge's Garden Path and the south side of Milton Ellendale Highway, which is Route 16, approximately 0.5 mile east of Gravel Hill Road, which is Route 30. The 911 address is not available and the tax parcel ID is District 235. Map 14, parcel 81.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the applicant's property survey. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, which include a traffic analysis and proposed findings and conditions, along with a topographic survey. We also have plus comments submitted by the applicant, rates dating back to April 19th of 2022. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Good evening.
Great. Good evening. My name is Mike Ryman with Becker Morgan. I promise I will be very brief. I know it's been a long evening and probably everyone is getting a little bit hungry. Jamie, can you is that loading a PowerPoint or?
Oh, just it was in the other tab. Oh, hang on, it was just hang on, bear with
dueling houses.
It was that one.
Oh, there you go.
All yours. Oh, so you want me to
blow it up, maybe. Yeah. Perfect. Oh, yeah. Thank you. So I also have here with me Mr. Kevin DeSabatino with 1630 Ventures LLC. They're the owners of the property, as well as Mackenzie Pete, our legal counsel. Just give you a little bit of background of the project itself. So this the request this evening is for this parcel, which sits right here on Route 16, which is about 5 acres, but is part of a larger set of parcels that 1630 Ventures owns, including essentially this entire piece here. And this is part of a project that is currently going through a master plan process. A piece of that has already been implemented. This is the Milton Village Apartments, which were approved by the county in June of 2024. This shows a survey of the project, and before I go on, I do want to point out you should have the project book in your packet. As Mr. Whitehouse had mentioned, we do have the plus review on 3.1. We do have Artesian willing to serve sewer and water on 3.2. The traffic study is 3.3, and there is a findings of fact in tab 1.9 if you so choose to read that. The survey, we have surveyed the entire parcel, so again, the parcel in question is this 5-acre piece here. The property, interestingly, is zoned commercial C1 across this frontage of this piece here. So this dashed line that you see is the C1 zoning. Interestingly, the C1 just goes, sneaks kind of right behind. It actually continues on this adjacent parcel over here, and some future slides will show that a little bit more clearly. But a little bit of backstory on this property, and my client, Mr. DeSabatino, has owned this property for about 20 years. At one point in time, this parcel was owned by the state of Delaware and was planned to be an armory. That was abandoned many, many years ago, and since that time, Mr. DeSabatino picked it up. My suspicion is that's probably why the parcel itself, when the C1 commercial corridor was created along there, was likely not included because it was anticipated to be for other uses for the state of Delaware. Just again, kind of orient everybody where we are. We're the yellow box right here. We have Route 16 right there, Route 30 here. Milton proper located this way. You're seeing kind of a 2-mile radius of where our site sits, obviously in close proximity to the town of Milton. Just zooming in a little bit closer to the site, this is our site right here. There's a number of commercial businesses along Route 16 already, starting from kind of the ironworks site there. There's a Kemp's Liquors located here. There was the recently constructed BB Medical facility, which is part of this overall project. That was a piece or a phase of this project, a plan for the Milton Village project that has been constructed. A number of other commercial service businesses here, and then you get into the Food Lion and the shopping center located right there. And this is just a picture of the BB facility. If you haven't been by this particular area, you can see that that building's been completed and I believe occupied at this point, right? Yep. Again, showing our site relative to the town of Milton, this red dashed line is actually the town of Milton boundary. So you can see we're very close to the town and you know, this project is intended to be a project that's planned in and around towns. This has been a conversation that we've heard, ongoing theme, as we've talked about land use in the county, is developing closer to towns and closer to where infrastructure and those things are existing or planned. The county, or Artesian, has extended water and sewer along the property, so there is water and sewer directly along the property, both frontages. So now we get into the existing zoning. This really starts to paint the picture here as it relates to the zoning. C1 zoning located all along the frontage on both sides of this parcel, also across the street. As you know, the C1 zoning district's no longer available. It's a closed zone. Our request for C3 is the most comparable zoning district, in our opinion, to C1. When you compare the use tables of C1 to C3, they're very close. They're obviously not identical, but they're very similar in terms of the uses that are allowable in the C3 district mimic those allowable in the C1 district. But C1 being closed, C3 was really the only option to mimic that district. We also have some HR2. Don't see too much of that around the county, but there is HR2, or high-density residential, located adjacent to the parcel as well. And just getting into the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and some of the existing land uses, this really just reinforces what I had explained earlier about some of the existing commercial uses that are there. So certainly in keeping with the surrounding uses and then the institutional use of the BB facility. And then diving into the state strategies, there's been lots of conversations about investment level 1, 2, 3, 4 and trying to push growth more towards levels 1 and 2. Well, this site sits smack dab in level 1. The pink or reddish color is level 1, and then the kind of beigeish color is state 2. What does that mean? Investment level 1 are areas that the state investment policy should support and encourage wide range of uses and densities, promote a variety of transportation options, foster efficient use of existing public and private investment, and enhance community identity integrity. And then what does your comprehensive plan say, which guides further guides growth and development? We are actually sitting in what is referred to as a developing area. These tend to be areas that are adjacent to municipalities. So it is expected that these areas adjacent to municipalities would be targeted for growth. And then within the comprehensive plan, as you dig into each of the particular future land use areas, it identifies zoning districts that would be comparable in those respective areas. What this table shows is that the C3 commercial zoning district would be considered a compatible or applicable zoning district for those areas that are defined as developing areas. And then further, the comp plan goes on to talk about a range of housing types which are appropriate in developing areas, including single-family, townhomes, and multifamily. In selected areas and appropriate intersections, commercial uses should be allowed. Also goes on to talk about mixed-use development. Ultimately, that's really what this project ends up becoming. Because of the various parcels, the mixture of zoning that we have with commercial zoning across the frontage, the high-density residential in the back, and one of the further back parcels, even as AR1, really creates an opportunity to create a mixed-use development for the overall tract that we're planning. This helps us complete that piece of the puzzle. Interestingly, so the project's actually in the Milton TID, but the Milton TID hasn't been finalized yet. That's in process currently, and it hasn't been completed. We did do a traffic study. Now, we did a traffic study for the overall development. I want to make sure that this point's really clear. We did a study for the whole development that we're planning there. This parcel by itself, had we filed this alone by itself, well, which we have, it is a rezoning request for just this parcel, it would not have required a traffic study. We're anticipating that this piece of the project would consist of likely assisted living or medical offices, and it wouldn't have generated enough traffic by itself for the 5 acres to warrant a traffic study. But we did do one because we are planning for the entire tract, and that is provided to you in the package of information that you have. We thought it was relevant, so. There were about 23 intersections that were studied there. I'm not gonna roll through all those. You can see them, pretty comprehensive study. Also, as it relates, just down the street, this is actually our property of our entire tract located right here. This is the intersection of 16 and 30. So our subject parcel of the rezoning sits kind of just off the screen here, which it's just cut off a little bit, but this is Kemp Liquors that I pointed out earlier on the corner. This is a project that DLDOT is planning at this intersection, a new roundabout project. And this image that you're seeing was taken, you can see it was taken directly from DLDOT's website. It's in the early planning stages. Don't have a schedule on it yet, but is something that DLDOT is planning to do here and we think is a positive for the area. In addition to that, there's also another project at Sand Hill Road and Route 30. So this is if Route 16 and 30 is to the north here. So if we were traveling south on Route 30 and hit Sand Hill Road, this is a new roundabout intersection that is also in the works with DLDOT. So there's some projects that are happening with DLDOT in the area. Our project would be responsible to contribute to those projects, which is pretty typical. And then there's a number of projects that the overall project would be responsible to construct as well. So just conclusion, I told you I would be relatively quick. The site's currently agricultural use, but surrounded by a mix of residential, agriculture, and commercial development. The entire site is currently agriculture. The project is located in the future developing area, which should anticipate growth and development, including commercial. This project is located in the developing Milton TID. However, we did complete a traffic study for the project. The project's located in state investment level one, where growth is encouraged and planned. The project's located along a DART bus route. There are utilities necessary directly in front and accessible by the project. And then the project does front on Route 16, which is classified as a DLDOT major collector road. So with that, I would be happy to answer any questions.
All right, we thank you, Mr. Ryman. We will start with Mr. Passwaters.
You had said that all of the parcel is already C1 currently. Can you pull that slide back?
So,
except portion is AR1 that you are asking about?
Yeah, let's go back to that zoning exhibit, might help.
Part of that. Was it called Elizabeth Town or something like that, the original development like 20 years ago? Yeah, which was the RPC, where the RPC evaporated, yeah.
Okay, so there we are here, the subject site.
Yes.
This is HR, there's a little bit of AR1 in the back here.
Okay, that's all I needed, thank you. I thought I had seen that, but I couldn't remember.
Yep, donut hole.
That's it? Okay, Mr. Collins?
I actually have any questions. Yeah, you covered just about everything, so great job.
Okay. How about, Mr.?
Two statements. One is just for the benefit of the commission, since it's a rezoning, no conditions. It's either, you know, up or down. We don't have to worry about conditions on it. The other one, just a comment maybe for Mr. Whitehouse to talk to mapping. When you pull it up on county's mapping, it still has the state of Delaware label. And on the screen on the side, it shows 1630 Ventures. But if you, and I'm just showing him real quick, if you pull it up, I know this isn't a P&Z issue, it's a mapping issue. It comes up with State of Delaware on there. If you could put a note to our mapping folks, just so that, you know, not that there's any public here, but if anybody looks at it, that doesn't create confusion, that's all.
If we can get that taken care of.
Yeah, that's all. Okay. That's all I had, thanks.
Okay, anyone else? Staff? No? Okay, all right, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application, and I don't think there is, but we'll ask. Is anyone here that would like to speak? To speak in favor of change of zone number 2027, am I reading these numbers wrong? 1630 Ventures LLC. Anyone like to speak in opposition? Okay, anybody else have any other questions, comments? Okay, there being none, we will close the hearing for change of zone number 2027, 1630 Ventures LLC.